and played. The Power FM Morning News was brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund, PSPF. Life is busy, and sometimes updating your information can feel like a burden. But outdated details can delay access to PSPF services when you need them most. The PSPF eKYC platform is a simple, secure way to update your information anytime, anywhere. With just a few steps, you can verify your identity, update your records, and stay connected. eKYC uses secure digital verification methods like one-time passwords and identity validation to ensure your information is accurate and protected. Keep your records up to date and enjoy faster access to your pension services. No queues, no paperwork, just convenience at your fingertips. Visit www.pspf.org.zm today and update your details with PSPF eKYC. PSPF. Keeping your pension promise. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Art Hobway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Teacher appeals for government help amid health challenges. Former intelligence chief welcomes IBA's clarification regarding the cancellation of his media interviews. In international news, South African president mounts legal challenge against report that could lead to impeachment. And within sports news, Lamek Banda fires U.S. left to Serie A safety with winner against Genoa FC.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I am Shekinah Sakala. A 31-year-old teacher, Beatrice Molenga, with an underlined condition, is making a solemn appeal to government to consider her for employment in the ongoing teacher recruitment drive. Despite her health challenges, Ms. Molenga has emphasized that her condition does not hinder her ability to perform teaching duties effectively. Within an interview with Power FM, Ms. Molenga shared that she completed her teaching training in 2022 and is currently making her second attempt to secure a teaching position. She added that her health condition, while significant, does not limit her professional capabilities. Ms. Molenga said her determination to contribute to education, despite her personal circumstances, underlines her commitment and resilience. However, she narrated that the inability to secure employment has placed her in a difficult financial situation, making it hard to provide for her family. Her appeal highlights the broader issue of inclusivity and support for qualified individuals facing health challenges in the workplace. Opposition Liberal Democratic Party leader Xavier Tshungu has welcomed the Independent Broadcasting Authority's IBA clarification regarding the cancellation of his media interviews with two named broadcasters. Yesterday, the IBA denied social media reports alleging it influenced the cancellations of interviews on Millennium TV and That Z Podcast. Mr. Tshungu says the clarification affirms his integrity and respect for the Constitution, emphasizing he will not compromise his values for political gain. As August 13 general election approaches, Mr. Tshungu expresses hope for a free and fair media environment. He is therefore urging his supporters to remain calm and commit to a campaign based on rule of law rather than violence. Mr. Tshungu, a former intelligence chief, now running for president, says he feels vindicated by the IBA's statement.
I'm glad that IBA has distanced themselves from the alleged withdrawal to publish my interviews with Millennium TV and Z Podcast. I will not speak about anything to do with the state secrets for no reason. I can only talk or comment about what the state has allowed in the public domain. I respect my laws. I respect my constitution. I can never compromise my values and beliefs just to gain political mileage. I pray that the media environment will remain free and fair in our country as we go into the campaign elections, the election campaigns. Our campaigns are about securing the country. Our campaigns are about securing our people. Our campaigns are about securing our wealth. I have therefore advised my supporters and to remain calm and allow the truth to find a way.
In a related development, the Independent Broadcasting Authority has reminded media houses to align themselves to the election coverage guidelines designed to promote fair, professional and responsible broadcasting ahead of the 2026 general elections. IBA Chief Webster Malido explained that these measures were developed to guide broadcasters in covering elections and related matters leading up to the August 2026 polls. Mr. Malido said the guidelines emphasize fair and balanced reporting, equal access for political parties and candidates, and professionalism during political interviews and debates. Broadcasters are also required to provide full details when reporting opinion polls, including information on sponsors, sources, and sample sizes. He warned media houses to avoid broadcasting hate speech, tribalism, incitement to violence, misinformation, and unverified election content that could threaten peace and national unity. Mr. Melido added that the IBA will monitor election coverage across all broadcasting stations and ensure compliance with the guidelines and existing broadcasting regulations throughout their electoral period.
These guidelines also prohibit the broadcasting of hate speech, tribalism, incitement to violence, misinformation, and unverified election-related content that may undermine peace, national unity, and the integrity of the electoral process. These guidelines apply to all broadcast stations in Gambia and are aligned with the Electoral Process Act No. 35 of 2016, particularly the Electoral Code of Conduct relating to the duties of the media during elections. We wish to emphasize that professional and responsible media coverage is essential to promoting peaceful and credible elections by ensuring that citizens receive accurate and balanced information needed to make informed electoral decisions. Accordingly, the authority will monitor election coverage across all broadcasting stations.
But outspoken former diplomat Emmanuel Mwamba has described the guidelines as unconstitutional. In his Facebook post monitored by Power FM, Ambassador Mwamba said Mr. Malido issued an unconstitutional electoral guidelines demanding foreclosure of sources of information. In a separate development, independent presidential aspirant Given Katuta has predicted a strong performance by independent candidates in the upcoming general election. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, Ms. Katuta highlighted a notable shift in Zambia's political landscape, noting that many candidates prefer not to align themselves with political parties. She alleged that the political party system promotes corruption, citing recent candidate adoption processes that in some cases did not reflect the will of the electorate. Dr. Katuta, a former Chiengi member of parliament, has encouraged independent candidates to effectively communicate their campaign messages.
I can assure you this time, we're going to have more independence. And there's nothing wrong with that. When I'm Zambian, we learn in the past. Gringano, we talk for a while, Zambian, we're worried about. Why is she going to be like the Vatican 51? Japan, which is 51, we talk for a while, Zambian, we're worried about. I'm worried about the Vatican 51, which is Japan.
In international news, Senegal's newly elected Speaker of the National Assembly, Ousmane Sonko, has spoken publicly for the first time since taking up the post, sharply criticizing the appointment of the country's new Prime Minister. Sonko, leader of the PASTEF party, said his movement was sidelined in the consultations that led to President Bassirou Diomaye Faye to name a new head of government, a role Sonko himself previously held. Faye dismissed Sonko as Prime Minister and dissolved the cabinet 4 days ago following months of mounting tensions and disagreements within the governing camp, including over Senegal's struggling economy. Sonko described PASTEF as a unique force in Senegalese politics, claiming it simultaneously wields influence in both the opposition and the governing majority. Still within international news, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has started a legal challenge against a report commissioned by Parliament that has paved the way for the MPs to once again consider impeachment proceedings against him. In 2022, an independent panel said Ramaphosa might have committed serious misconduct relating to the theft of large sums of cash hidden in a sofa at his private farm. The president denied any wrongdoing. Earlier this month, a constitutional court ruling said Parliament had acted unconstitutionally when 4 years ago it voted against establishing an impeachment inquiry following the report. At that time,